welcome to Elevate in the Room, Elevate's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Derek Caraview, and joining me in the room today is Rafaela Asquer, who is the SEO project manager at International Brands. He is also the creator of Foodiamo, which is an Italian guide to Italian food in Los Angeles. He has a PhD. He went to university in Italy at schools, which I am unable to pronounce correctly, so I'm just going to leave that there. We're going to find out today which sitcom he would live in if he could. We're going to hear all about his poker face, or lack thereof, and his take on the enduring debate between frozen pizza and canned spaghetti. Please find yourself somewhere comfortable to be. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Elevate in the Room with Derek and Rafaela. All right. So, Rafaela, before we get started here, could you explain to our audience who you are and what you do?
Yeah, sure. Hi, everybody. Rafaela Asquer here. So I'm Italian, in case my accent won't make it obvious, over the course of the podcast. And I've been living in Los Angeles for 10 years now. I'm an SEO project manager at Internet Brands, which is a company that has its headquarters here in El Segundo near Los Angeles Airport. It's an it's mostly like an online media company. They own and operate hundreds of websites. They have like other sides of the business, but I work on the SEO of some of their largest properties.
Okay, terrific. We'll get into that in a little bit more detail in just a moment. But we're going to go ahead and start here with our icebreakers. So are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, so I know that you live in Los Angeles, so I need to know, are you convinced that your neighbors are monitoring your sprinkler use?
I'm pretty sure, because lately people are pretty careful with their water usage, water in restaurants, so that's plausible.
All right. If you were forced to change your name, what would you change it to?
I think I would just change it to what, like Rafa, which now I use. That's how I kind of go by, and it's just easier for everyone, for people at Starbucks, for coworkers. They don't have to kind of try very hard. So it would still be me, and it would be easier for the rest of the world. So I would do that.
Okay. So, and if you were in Poland, you could be Rafał. So it'd be.
It's easier for across the world, and for Spanish speaking, the Rafa is very easy, it's friendly, it's it gets the job done.
Which sitcom would you live in if you had to?
Oh, sitcom. Oh, okay. Then I guess I'd go with Friends. I'm a big fan of that series. To me, like, that's still the series.
Okay, so you would live in the Friends universe.
Yeah, it seems, come on, like, you live in Manhattan, you do, like, you're able to afford, like, nice apartments, doing nothing, basically, or doing just regular jobs. It's a pretty world to live in.
Yeah. So you could be underemployed and still have a gigantic apartment in Manhattan. That'd be fantastic, yeah. All right. Do you listen, or do you wait to talk?
I don't know. I like to think that I listen most of the time, but yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll take you at that one. What is the name of your fictional heavy metal band?
Okay. I'm not really big on heavy metal. So what about, I don't know, just making it up, Satanic Destruction.
That's a great name for a heavy metal band. I wonder if it already is, but I like that. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Not very original.
That's a great one. So what is your favorite family tradition?
I'm a big fan of Christmas. I'm a big Christmas guy. So at least trying to kind of go home, you know, back to Italy for Christmas is important to me, although now it's not as, you know, it's become more of a challenge.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So does your family do Vigilia?
Yes, they do Vigilia. Yeah, that's true. They do. So they celebrate on like the night before the actual day, and then also the day after. So it's like a big, like a 3-day celebration.
Mm-hmm. So do you guys do the seven fishes, or is that a kind of...
Actually, I still haven't figured out where I believe that's more of an Italian American. Mm-hmm. thing. It does have a, like, or at least the way it was kind of formalized into the seven thing. There is a like a fish seafood component in the night before, like the dinner of the night before. Mm-hmm. But I never heard. I mean, and you eat a lot, but you eat, you know, like lean, or because it's all fish, and there's a lot of courses. But I never heard that where it had to be seven, like it was like formalized as that. So I wonder where that came from.
Oh, okay.
No, but we eat meat anyway. Yeah, they don't care.
So that could very well be an Italian American thing. So that's makes everybody know who used to do that when I lived in the States was Italian American as opposed to actually from Italy. So as somebody who lives in LA, let's hear your celebrity encounter story.
I have a good one, but also more recently, oh my God, what do you mean? Well, okay, the guy from, oh my God, Have You Met Ted? What's the name of that series?
How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah, exactly, How I Met Your Mother, thank you. Yeah, so he was just like my fiancé and I were just, you know, going to like a coffee shop in my, where I used to live before, like, just in a regular coffee shop where I would go, and he was there, you know, working on his laptop. He could have been like any student really finishing his finals or but that was it. I didn't even go and say hi, but we were watching the series, so we couldn't miss him.
So obviously I'm assuming that at some point in your life you had to have made a choice going to SEO, but obviously the other choices you could have made along the way, if you weren't doing SEO, what would you be doing?
Oh, yeah. No, that's actually pretty easy. I would be, or at least I hope I would be like a university professor of some sort. So I was, I came to the US for school. I went to UCLA for a PhD in political science, and I finished that, but then I completely changed course. So that's easy. Like I would be, you know, employed in some university of some sort.
Okay.
Teaching, doing research on that.
Oh, great. So it's right, because you have a PhD in what, poli-sci?
So, yeah, political science. Yeah.
All right. So then let's go back and talk a little bit more about your work at Internet Brands. How did you end up at this particular company?
Yeah, like I said, after I finished my PhD, or actually while I was finishing, I was... kind of just, I lost the motivation and the passion for academia, for I really didn't see myself being working in academia. I like the research and I had learned a lot of quantitative data analysis. I picked up a lot of good skills, but I really didn't see myself in academia. So I was, but at the same time, I started reading a lot about digital marketing, basically teaching myself what I needed to do to set up a like website and doing SEO. So I started my blog on Italian restaurants in Los Angeles, and I think at that point I was basically looking for jobs. I was like an SEO contractor for a little bit, but I was really waiting to get my first full-time job. That was 2 years ago. And then, yeah, Intern Brands happened.
So I see that you're an SEO project manager there. So what kind of work specifically do you do for Internet Brands?
Yeah. So like I said, they sometimes when I describe Internet Brands to people, they think it's just a big agency running someone else's websites. But in fact, it's more like a media company. So they own their own websites and they actually buy one after the other to get bigger. and then of course lots of different teams spread across the country to work on these various websites, most of them in Los Angeles, and some of them have their own SEO resources. So I do I'm a bit of like a SEO, I don't know, handyman for some of theirs. I work mostly on Photos, which is a big travel website, but then I also work on a lot of other different projects on other websites that have other problems and can be more technical. It can be more about content. I kind of am more comfortable with the content side of things than the more technical side of things. But sometimes I can detect like big issues for other websites too.
So that sounds like a daily challenge, something a little bit different all the time for you.
Oh yeah, I like that. I mean, I don't know. I don't see myself as being the SEO person of like an e-commerce company over, I don't know, like a shoe manufacturer, whatever, like of a single thing. But I like the challenge, like you said, the variety, the challenges, and dealing with people of different teams and getting, you know, different tasks all the time. And of course, you know, you over time you develop like a body of knowledge that you can apply to different websites and different challenges. But the the nature of the business, the type of traffic that you get, the specifics, you know, those change. That's fine. That's exciting.
Yeah. But better than obviously having to just go in and kind of do the exact same thing day in and day out. It's nice to have a different list of challenges for you. So now we're going to move on to round two, which is a nice little game of Have You Ever. Are you ready?
Yep.
I know it's early, but if you want to play the drinking game at home, you may. All right.
I'm drinking sparkling water right now. That's the most I can do this time of the day.
Number one, have you ever lied to leave a bad date early?
Nah. I probably just like suffer all the way through.
A man of character. Okay. Have you ever owned a Vespa?
Oh yes, I own two. In fact, I did have like a different scooter earlier on, mm-hmm. but then I had one in Italy when I was in college in Italy, mm-hmm. which then I sold to a friend, and then I came here to LA. And believe it or not, I did own. I didn't have a car for 7 years.
Oh wow!
And I only had a scooter. Until basically I, you know, started working, and then I really, like, my commute became, like, just too much. But I got by, and then, you know, Uber came by, and, you know, I don't know, Zipcar, like, I was able to get around that for a while.
So you actually, now, did you have a scooter, or did you have an actual Vespa when you lived in Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah, I had one, and then I sold it. I sold it also to another friend of mine. With another Italian here, which is nice. It was an actual. Yeah, there's this whole like market of Italians, mostly Italians, or like Italophiles, selling each other Vespas. Some of them like, you know, vintage models. Mm-hmm. I had a relatively new one, 2006. Like, but there's also like a market for old vintage ones.
Have you ever helped somebody who was in danger?
Oh boy. Well, not in like immediate physical danger. No, I cannot recall.
Have you ever talked your way out of a ticket?
I think this goes back to the first question, the dating. And no, I'm really bad at that. And probably if I tried, it would be clear that I'm not, I wouldn't be doing it right. I know people who do that, and they convince themselves, and somehow they're able to convince the other person. Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to kind of see through me, and I don't think I've ever even tried.
Okay, so you take the ticket, you go on with your life. All right.
Yeah, I haven't had many actually. Yeah, so maybe that's why. Like, had a couple with the scooter, and that's it. Oh, by the way, I have a Fiat 500 now. So I graduated from the Vespa to another Italian vehicle.
I was going to ask if you had a Fiat, but I thought that may be one step too far. So,
I did consider other cars, but then I thought, nah, what am I kidding? That's my next. That's what it's gonna be.
sure. Now, did you own the Vespa and the Fiat at the exact same time? Take a picture of it
I
and
did
sell?
for a while, yes, but then I wasn't using the scooter anymore. Yeah, that made no point. I mean, that yeah, made no sense.
If you have a picture of like both of them in your garage, you're going to need to send it to me, and I'll
Yeah.
put it up here. So, all right. So, have you ever been hit on by somebody much older than you?
Not that I noticed. It could have been that I was completely, unaware.
Okay. Have you ever experienced an earthquake?
Yes, although fortunately not. I mean, anything really, really major. There have been a couple of scary moments here over the past 10 years, especially when it happens at night. You don't have like a good perception of time. Like, you don't really know how long it was. Maybe it was nothing, but I don't know. Everything is amplified, but also during the day. Yeah, but I mean, so far, nothing really major.
So you haven't been there for any of the big ones.
No, exactly. Yeah, I've been here for 10 years, and I think the really big one in Northridge actually happened not too far from here. I now live in the valley, so it was a little north of where I am now. So yeah, let's see. Of course, that's something that we're all very aware here, but.
Yeah, it's obviously has to be a concern. Now, was that something you were concerned about when you came from Italy, or did that not even enter the equation?
No, that didn't really. I mean, it entered the equation more recently when we bought it. My wife and I bought a house, so we have to deal with that risk, insurances, and stuff like that. But no, I think overall, LA. I mean, California is a great place to live, really. That's probably the only risk right now. Major, drawback.
All right. Have you ever sent a text message to the wrong person?
Oh yeah. I mean, nothing really, really bad. Nothing like in the movies, but it happened. Yeah.
Okay. So you were never talking about the person to the person kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Nothing that you cannot fix like immediately afterwards, and just be fine.
Obviously, you couldn't get yourself into too much trouble with that, because obviously, we've already you're a bad liar, so trouble. Got to pay attention. Our final question for have you ever eaten pineapple pizza?
Oh boy. No, I don't think I have, but I think at this point I'm willing to give it a shot. Maybe not an entire one, meaning, I like to go to a restaurant, go to pizzeria, have my pizza, or maybe, I'll share one with my wife, like, or meaning like both have we'll order two and then share. So I don't want to get stuck with something that I might hate, but yeah, I would give it a shot. And I know that there's like a lot of debate, and I also know some Italians were more open to it, and I was actually reading some comments on Facebook yesterday about it, because it always it comes up all the time. So yeah.
So you haven't tried, but you're not saying you would never try, is what you're saying.
No, exactly. Yes.
Hope you've been enjoying the podcast so far. Just wanted to take one quick moment of your time to let you know about our weekly newsletter. If you've been enjoying the podcast on a regular basis, if you've gone to the blog, if you're a big fan of one of the staff here who have written for outside publications, this is your one-stop shopping. Everything's going to be sent to your inbox once a week. We're GDPR compliant. We're never going to do anything with your email address except for send you this great information. Go to the website, www.elevate.com/contact. Thank you for your time. And now back to Ella Fates in the Room. I'd like to now talk a little bit more about this website that you own, you created. So it's the Italian Guide to Italian Food, I'm assuming, in Los Angeles, specifically this Foodiamo. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Right now it's Los Angeles with a little bit of Orange County too. But yeah, I started in LA proper.
All right. So why don't you tell me a little bit more about this? How did this get started?
So yeah, this is really how I started to get into online media and digital marketing, and kind of eventually how I moved from academia to that other world to starting this other career. So I was going out a lot, especially with my wife. We were trying these different restaurants, and she's Turkish, by the way. I also wanted to, take her to Italian restaurants, and they were opening a lot at the time, and they still are here in LA. And so I was just surprised that there wasn't any kind of online resource for finding all these places and keeping, people updated on the Italian dining scene. Mm-hmm. And I knew a bit of how to put up a website, really. Like, I know a bit of HTML because of some project at school, in grad school. So, well, first I thought, hey, I can do it. I can code it myself. And that turned out to be a terrible idea. That was too much. And then finally someone, told me about WordPress. And at that point I was like, oh, wow, that's amazing. You can do so many things without even, doing any coding.
Sure.
Then I put it up, and I did some. I started writing myself, but really I didn't want to be the writer. I wanted to be more like I really wanted to be the SEO, social media manager, and the person in charge of the whole operation more than just someone writing. So I kind of created a little team of Italian freelance writers, and then I also. Later on, I kind of a partner joined me. His name is Roberto Croci. He's a journalist here in is Italian too. He's a journalist in Los Angeles. And so now there's kind of Italian writers trying on the restaurants that we more or less are have already been to, or our friends have been to. So we kind of go and review them. We talk a lot about events, Italian, like food, wine events. Obviously there's a lot to cover, and we still kind of don't know exactly where we want to take this, but at the very least it kind of got me into this new world, into this new career, because then I could show, hey, I've kind of done something, in this digital world, and I learned stuff on my own, and that's how I started this career.
Okay, so that's great, because I was curious of how you applied maybe the stuff that you learned with SEO to your website, but it's actually the other way around. So you had the website first, and that's what led you into SEO. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it worked, and really, I would really recommend it to people who are starting out to start out something simple. Clearly, I was like too ambitious in the beginning. I was thinking, I will be able to work full time on that. No, obviously not. We make like a little, sponsored content, and we make little, money from there to cover the expenses, really. So that's not it. Don't do it for that unless you really have a great idea. But do it to show that, you can start something from the scratch. You're resourceful and you learn things on the go. And it's like your portfolio. You show that you've done something, even if you're not hired formally, by another company. I think that worked in my case.
And so now I have to ask, what was, as an Italian, when you first get to America, what was your first thought of American version of Italian food?
Clearly you see that they all come from the same. The origin is really the same. You see that there's a little mesh up, and both there is kind of I wouldn't say contamination, because really everything, every food, every culture is about contamination. But it's like as if some point foods that were brought to the United States, at this point a really long time ago, we were talking 19th century, then took on like a life on their own. And now that we all live in this global, you know, culture, mm-hmm. or we all know what's happening around the world now, some, you know, Italians learn that, oh, that these dishes are done that way, you know, across the ocean, because they've developed, you know, the on their own separately over the course of time. So like, for example, the, you know, most obvious one is the, you know, spaghetti with meatballs, mm-hmm. which kind of a, in some version, you know, you have like these very small little meatballs does exist in some remote corner of Italy. And, but the thing is that kind of a, became this iconic dish in the United States, kind of a the Italian dish.
Right. And you guys don't eat meatballs with spaghetti because you don't want to cut your spaghetti or something like that, right?
Yeah, well, also because, yeah, you see, yeah, why exactly? Yeah, that could be it. I mean, again, this dish of, you know, tiny little meatballs in a tomato sauce with the spaghetti does exist in some, like, they probably eat it, like, sometimes, like, in some small, like, some remote part of the country, but probably, you know, most of the rest of the country doesn't even know and they don't do it because, you know, it's very diverse. Mm-hmm. And so they wouldn't even recognize it as, you know, as theirs. Whereas here it has become like this, again, this iconic dish that almost represents or like is used to kind of represent the entire kitchen. So then Italians, you know, then look at it and think, hey, like, what is that? What are you talking about? But it's there. It's kind of a some it came from the same origin and in some version kind of a comes from the same, you know, part of the world, but at the same time it never took that role, so it creates all this confusion and then I don't know, animosity. There's a great Twitter account, it's called Italians Mad at Food, which I think it's just a Twitter account, but it kind of retweets and share all these, you know, angry comments and then you know, happening in other corners of the web of Italians made of food. That's what it is.
That sounds like fun. Great. So thank you very much for sharing that. We're going to move on now to round three. Now, this is the Elephate lightning round. You're going to be given two choices. You choose one. If you'd like to expand a little bit, you may. If not, we'll go on right on to the next one. Okay?
Awesome.
All right. So you mentioned before that you are a doctor. Well, you have a PhD. First question for you is Dr. Frankenstein or Dr. Moreau?
I'd go with Frankenstein.
Now, as a UCLA alum, your favorite UCLA alum, George Takei or Leonard Nimoy?
Leonard Nimoy. I mean, I'm more of a Star Wars fan, really. But I'm, you know, but it's good. It's, you know, I like to be in the company of Leonard Nimoy. And of course, a lot of other great people. I mean, UCLA, it's really a great school. It was great to be there.
Yeah, and it was hard to choose just two, but I saw two Star Trek actors. I had to go with that. All right, now before that, you went to, and I'm going to apologize right now because I'm going to attempt to pronounce a lot of Italian words. So try not to laugh too hard, okay?
Okay.
Also went to Scuola Normale Superiore. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
So now your favorite alum from there, either Carlo and Zigmio Chiampi or Massimo D'Alma?
Wow, you did your research, I see.
Because I went with politicians because you have a degree in poli sci.
That is true. That's true. I'll go with the first one, Carlo Zigmio Chiampi. Yes. Who, if I remember, there was some anecdote about him from regarding the dorm where I used to live. So the dorm where I used to be was just a female dorm only, like back in the day. So supposedly, I think that was him, like rumor, like legend has it that he would like sneak into this dorm and meet his future wife, who was also a student there. But then of course, then they changed it. And now it's still like, there's still a sign, you know, on the door saying, you know, female dorm or something like that, but it's not anymore. But there was this legend about him, so that's why if I remember correctly, if that's true, then I'll go with
that's it. A great answer. All right, and before that, you were at the University of Pisa, so
Yeah, it's kind of at the same time, really. The Scuola Normale is like on top of the like a double major. I don't know, double college, in a sense. Yeah.
So for that one, for University of Pisa, Pope Urban VIII or Pope Paul III, both alum.
Oh, you know, I just learned something. I had no idea. And I'm just an SEO project manager. I could have been a pope.
See, yeah, there's like three popes from that. So you know, there you go. Nobody from since like the 1700s, but there was three popes. So
yeah, you know, I think the only one that really rings a bell is the first one, Urbano VIII, like Urban VIII. Yeah. I'll go with that.
All right. Well, back to the doctors. Dr. Lecter or Dr. Jekyll?
Dr. Jekyll.
All right. And I'm assuming now that, so you went to Pisa. So are you from Tuscany originally?
No. I'm actually from a town called Varese, which is north of Milan. Uh-huh. Like, so that's close to Switzerland in the north.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask the question here, I think, is specific to the Tuscany region, if I understand correctly. But you live there, so maybe you can answer.
Yeah.
Which is the better cookie, a Ricciarelli or a Cavallucci?
I like Ricciarelli, yes. So I would go with that. Yeah, and also like being in Tuscany and, you know, experiencing the food and the cuisine and being from a different region, that's also like I became a bit of a foodie over there, which then I moved to the States, and this whole idea of the food, you know, and restaurant blog kind of got started because I had this previous experience. So anyway, long story short, yeah, go for the Ricciarelli.
Okay. Ralph's or Trader Joe's?
Oh, I'm a big fan of Trader Joe's. I think that they should really have that supermarket in Italy too. Or like, I don't know if they're expanded to other parts of Europe, but I found that their model, it just works. That makes me feel like going to, you know, grocery shopping. And Ralph's is okay. We go there, but it's just not the same feeling for me.
Okay. So another thing specific to the Los Angeles area, would you rather go to the Bunny Museum or the Playboy Mansion?
What's the Bunny Museum? I had no idea.
Okay. I just thought that's a thing. And there's a museum for rabbits, bunnies, something. I don't know.
Ah, okay. Oh, literally. No, I don't know. I guess I'm more curious about the Playboy Mansion.
Doctor and the Medics or Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem?
What's the first one? I don't think I know either.
All right. The Doctor and the Medics had they had one hit, and now I can't remember. And Dr. Teeth is the name of the band on the Muppets, the Muppet Show. That was the name.
Okay. No, that totally. Yeah.
All right. I'm old. That's all I have to say right now. So, all right. Robert De Niro or Al Pacino?
I think I'll go with Al Pacino in the end. Like some of kind of a more recent, I don't know, choices in terms of, you know, movies they did was, yeah, I think I like Al Pacino better. Some recent De Niro movies aren't that good.
yeah. They both slipped a little bit, but at one point. Isabella Rossellini or Sophia Loren?
Isabella Rossellini.
Yeah. They were both something special. All right. Now, these last two questions here, I had a little bit of help with these questions. So I have a friend here, a former coworker of mine, who's Italian. And so I had asked him for some help with a couple of these questions. So this next one, now you have to choose. Now, neither of these choices are very good, but you have to choose one of them. Okay. Your choice is either you have to eat a frozen store brand pizza or Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs with meatballs from the microwave.
I still go with pizza, the frozen. I mean, I don't know. You haven't specified the brand or whatnot, but I actually, you know, as a kid, I used to eat that. And so I can go back.
Okay.
At least once.
All right. Have you ever had the SpaghettiOs with meatballs?
No, I haven't.
Not even morbidly curious. Okay. It's because he lives in Poland, but he didn't know what that was. And I said, oh, it's spaghetti in a can. And he just couldn't handle even the thought of that. All right. And the last one, would you rather talk without using your hands or be on time for a meeting?
Oh, No, I mean, I would like to be on time or just know the secret to be on time. Yeah.
All right, great. So thank you very much for that. So that's the end of the third round. So do you have any final thoughts? Is there anything that you would like to promote? Anything you want to let our listeners know about?
No, I did yeah, one last thing. Maybe we didn't have like a lot of time to get into the, you know, my like first you know, the first part, the SEO. I'm trying to really what I'm trying to get is really experimenting, you know, doing experiments with the with SEO and testing things, and you know, I've already seen some results, like both positive and negative. So I'm really trying to kind of advance in that direction. And yeah, like a place in like Interim Brands is great for that because they have different properties and they have different problems. So I'm hoping to kind of expand, you know, and share some of that knowledge, you know, with people that follow me on Twitter, for example, for what we learn. So that's what kind of where I'm headed. I'm trying to learn more about, you know, SEO through experimentation and testing.
All right, terrific. So anybody who wants to find out more about that, they can follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, you'll find me at my account is Rafa Square, RAFFASQUER, and I'm on LinkedIn too. I mean, I always use the same the same. That's my nickname. I always use that. So LinkedIn and Twitter and of course Facebook. And you'll if you wanna if you're in LA and wanna get some Italian food recommendations from Italians, like myself and my partner Roberto, go to foodiamo.com, which is spelled FOODIEMO.com.
Thank you so much for that. And we really appreciate you taking the time out to do this. I know it's early in the morning where you are. Thanks for being awake and alert and all that good stuff during this time of day. Really appreciate it.
No problem. That was fun. Thank you.
You have been listening to Elephate in the Room, hosted by Derek Caraview, produced by Christian A. Dumais. Music by Giant Monsters on the Horizon. This podcast is a part of Elephate, the 2018 European Search Awards winner for Best Small SEO Agency. Follow Elephate on Twitter at Elephate SEO and on Facebook at Elephate. Thanks for joining us and see you next time.